Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2 on this Sunday. I'm rolling with my sidekick, y'all. We got a little guest, I guess. I don't know what you want to call him. Say hello to the people.
Happy New Year. It's been damn near 4 years since we've been on the air.
No, it's not.
Am I? Who are you? I don't know who you are.
We are in our bedroom. We're in our bedroom. Stop being so ugly. Let me give you some projects to do. Ladies, let me tell you, you want your husbands to stay busy, give them projects to do. Watch the AGTV channel.
Kill me over here.
And that's all you do. Get it done for free. Right, honey?
No, it ain't for free. It's going to cost your ass.
Oh, God. Y'all, have y'all been in tune to the news, my boy? Reality star from Sweetie Pies has been charged with intent to commit murder, y'all. I don't know if y'all been watching it. I said, you watch Sweetie Pies?
Nope. I said, give a damn about Sweetie Pies.
Oh, my God.
I make
horrible.
My own pies. I don't need nobody.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, he will be starting his YouTube reality cooking show, y'all.
Don't believe it.
So, y'all hey. Definitely got to be in tune with that. I'm going to give y'all more information about that. But back to Sweetie Pies.
Believe it.
The son has been charged officially. Now, y'all, new information came up yesterday saying that he had made have had intent on killing his mom. Y'all took out a $1 million policy on that. Can y'all believe that shit? I mean, good God, money is... Let me see, how much you worth? Let me see.
About $1 million.
I don't know.
Care.
You might be worth a little something.
Ain't worth nothing.
Y'all seen about Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion? I said, you in tune with Meg Thee Stallion? You know who Meg Thee Stallion is? She's an artist right here. Yo,
don't give a damn. Meg Thee Stallion.
I'm invited to your birthday party.
I gave up on birthday parties.
Y'all see what I have to deal with?
Day.
Let me find another project. Okay, y'all. I'm gonna be dropping the best of Open Talk 2. You wanna be a part of the show? Y'all hit me up at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. If you ain't the best.
I am the bitch.
Oh, my God, lady.
Well, I came here. Well, nobody listen to that shit.
You see that? I'm about to get him his own shit, y'all. I'm about to get him. All right, y'all.
Oh, shit, it's all my living room.
Get out of here. All right, we listen to old school Millie Manili. Again, y'all, if you want to be a part of the show, hit me up at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. Dropping up best of Open Talk. No, don't know where. You hang with your girl, Cindy, right here. Open Talk 2 and my sidekick who just ran out the bedroom, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
Thank you.
Alvin Tatu.
Today on the show, I got a rapper, an actor turned celebrity chef. He has recorded songs such as, there's so many, I don't know which one to start with, but the main one I love is Dangerous Minds. Today on the show, I'm rolling with my boy Coolio. What's up, Coolio? What's going on?
I'm running down the street, smoking that dog, tripping on gin and juice right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus. What?
trying to write songs that are about if you want to write classics, then write about stuff that people been going through throughout time. You know, don't write about the new dance that's out. Because that's gonna date you. Try not to use dates or years in your songs. Like in 1997, but 2014, and something. You know, don't try not to do that, because you know that dates the song. And you know, just be original. Try to do something fresh. try to create the next sound versus following the sound that everybody else got in the same formula that everybody else got.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
I like that. Well, thank you for taking the time to call the show today for me, Coolio.
It's not a problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All righty. All right, y'all, again, that was my boy, Coolio. Y'all definitely check him out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2.
Today on the show, got a model, an actress, an artist. I'm rolling with my girl today, Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. Rolling with Miss Carly Red. What's up, Miss Carly? Well, one thing I want to know, that you are very, very, very classy on this show, and I love that about you. I know
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, tell me, how was it working with the Cavs? Is it kind of tense, or, you know, some people don't believe in the reality. They think it's scripted.
No, it's all real. Actually, our drama behind the scenes, sometimes they don't get to catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse than what's on the screen.
Really?
It gets crazy.
Oh, Lord. Well, of course you're going to be back next season, right?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, we hope so. I got my fingers crossed. Well, I want to know a little bit about, how did you get into the music industry? How did you get your inspiration with the music industry?
Right. Well, what happened was, I've always been a reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with producers like the Commissioner Gordon, doing songs with like Sean Kingston and Beanie Man. And so I've always been in the reggae world because, I'm from Trinidad.
Okay.
And, I have family in the reggae scene. So once I started doing that, and then there was not a way, because I live in the States and I don't live in Jamaica and the Caribbean world, there was not a way to market the reggae music. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to just jump into the R&B, and everybody was giving me advice, like, you could try to switch to both, and here I am. I just stuck with it.
Okay. So how long have you been doing music, since you were already doing reality work?
Is a three-word, never give up.
Oh, yes. I love it. That's the truth, though, Carly. You can't give up on your hopes and your dreams.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams. People stay so miserable in their 9-to-5 jobs instead of, like, pursuing their dreams. You can do both. I did both, you know. I did 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs. I don't care. But as long as it's, you're going to pursue your dreams, you never give up. Don't let nobody tell you no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show, Miss Carly Red. And I
thank
totally appreciate
you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the girl Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Cindy, on NowHipHop.com.
It's Zoe, and I want you to know that these are the words.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open Talk to listeners, let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She was very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and, you know, like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and, and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that you know, were big in the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
And words of wisdom, I say education is the key to success. You need to study your craft, analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it, and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success. Repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs, and we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That
but
is
thank
still
you. Thank
out
you.
There.
I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They keeping it alive. Hey, you're still out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So, but
nah, what's up?
No, but do not. Oh my God!
If you got what it takes, cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Oh my God! That is it. That is it. Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You check that out.
There you go.
I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip hop. Is my girl, Cindy.
Today on the show, I have a manager, an artist, and a producer, and his brand keeps on soaring. He truly has branded himself in the world of reality. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show Love and Hip Hop reality star and my boo, Peter Dunn. Hey, Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in this morning on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad you reached out to me, and I thank you for the support. I don't have too much of that out there right now.
Oh, shoot. I don't know why now. Don't get me started on them people. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what's going on with you. What's popping? What current events you got going on?
Oh, man, you know, currently I'm on this show, Love & Hip Hop. You know how that goes. You know, they bring in the drama. I signed up to do Love & Hip Hop. And, you know, thinking that it would expose some stuff that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Tara, who is my kid's mom, and asked if she wanted to do the show. And, you know, went to Amina, that she wanted to do the show, and they both wanted to do the show. So we did the show. I thought that it would help all parties involved, which is did. Amina's music is picking up.
Okay.
Really like getting a lot of support, even though people hate her for the situation. Tara's an actor, she's getting seen. Maybe not in the light that we wanted to bring this talent out. Not in the light that I wanted to, but I felt it was an opportunity for everybody to bring in, to get seen and heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it's through the wrong reasons. But, you know, hey.
But you know, like you say, Amina's music is taken off, and it helps Tyra. I'm sure she'll get recognized because she acts real good on the show.
Okay.
Tyra, she acts real good on the show.
You know, she's a Southern girl. She's from Mississippi. She don't take no shit. You know, the only thing, this is the deal with the show, and this is not an excuse at all. This is the only explanation. The deal with the show is, you know, it's mostly women-driven, and the show to me is really being told from one angle, and they're not telling, like, you know, you have to know
right.
that all that glitters ain't gold. You have to know that, you know, me and Tyra were not on the best of terms.
Okay.
We were on, you know, she's from Mississippi, she's living in New York. We have two children, and she's by herself. That's not a situation that I would ever walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main reasons for even doing the show is to make sure my kids, you know, okay. I don't buy jewelry. I don't buy a whole bunch of fancy stuff. I save my money for my children, you know, so that way, come, you know, when they graduate from high school, there's something waiting for them, you know, for college.
Right. That's a good dad.
But with that being said, Tara's from Mississippi, and she don't really have nobody in New York, so it's not easy to walk away from the situation like that. So although I'm sleeping on the couch and we have our arguments and our fights, I'm still there in support of her and my children. So I should have said, listen, I got married, I fell in love with somebody and I married her, and I didn't do that, which is ridiculously crazy. So that's what people are killing me for. But I love Tara, and I will always love Tara and support Tara for the rest. But I got my son, Corey Guns.
Right. Hey, man, how's this music doing? How's he taking off?
Corey's great, man. Corey, you know, he got caught up with a gun in New York, and they don't play that, but he ended up getting probation. So lucky for him, he's on probation for that. But he's working on his album. He signed a Lil Wayne and Young Money.
Yeah.
I have a kid named Jabril Morey who's playing Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Stevie Wonder in the Motown play on Broadway.
Okay. So he's good.
Now, his original music, and I have Amina Butterfly. We're working on her EP, which will be out, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those are the three artists I'm working with. That's what I have going on right now. And a few other things. I have a T-shirt line and something else going. And that's the problem with our people. We put all our eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
We all got it to be basketball stars, rappers, and actors. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but please, you know, come on, man. Nothing wrong with having a degree.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, I always say that. You got to have a plan B.
Yeah. And I didn't have that. And that's why I push it so much. I still don't have it. I'm a felon, a high school dropout, and I was just fortunate enough. But that's a 1 in 10 million, you know, occurrence.
Okay.
So I hate to see it. You know, I see kids in the hood all the time, victims of, yo, I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to do this, and I'm a rap. I got it. I'm, you know, like, they don't have to do nothing else. And I'm just tired of it, man, you know, and I'm guilty of it, and I'm guilty of people looking at me saying, well, you did it. And, you know, like I said, I was lucky.
Right. Well, all right, Mr. Peter Guns, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Anytime.
Oh, you just don't know.
Let's talk next Tuesday is a rerun of Love & Hip Hop, so Tuesday after that.
All right, you made my day. All right, guys, Open Talk to listeners. This was my boo, Peter Guns. Got him on the show, so.
Tuning in to Open Talk to.
All right. Glass from the past.
Lego. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Reels, all you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit, didn't even write it. Now you spitting it and come from the hall, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got something deep in this bitch, we getting it. Then ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We.
Being real, that's no realer than us. We roll about 20 deep in each other we trust. Screaming fine just to let you know that we ain't no pussy hole. We get it how we live by giving it real, even to our foes. Most of y'all know me. I be that nigga from the fire with that Glock 40. You want a villain, it's a villain in me. That made me snap, crackle and pop when I'm on that Henny. I wreck shop, it's my job to come harder than the next man. Cause my squad is bigger than the X-Clan. Don't make me sick, I'm on your get them, boys. I can't believe they talking noise. They just don't understand what eat them up like army toys. I just to come up and get done up when you run up for a true nigga by the screw. Nigga, you about to die in a few, nigga. Niggas eating meat like I'm no fatter. Till I'm coming across the head like Earth.
I'm covered with beepers, they said some sneakers for people. Some situations get deeper, but be prepared with the reaper. My whole squad, some cheapers, we lead them busting beneath. Affiliated with creepers, forget them tweakers and jeepers. I find my speakers, they love it, turn up the music in public. The middle fingers, they fuck them, they cross the line and we bust them. I'm so aggressive, keep them cronked though. Slanging them out the trunk though. Uncle for the ghetto, stay commercial for these Trump folks. I caught them with a power line, they never see me coming with it. Caught them with their guards, I'm a trophy, now I'm running with it. Look out for the album when it drop right in your record store. Cause this is flow, but never we gonna stop. We just gonna pimp them out.
What you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out here fool with it. Ooh. We South D got the brew sipping, homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules. Listen, what you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out here fool with it. Ooh. We South D got the brew sipping, homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules.
What they do over here where you at? They call me the vet. Get animals, take them home, and you can figure the rest. The bigger the pet, that make.
This is my time. You understand me? It don't matter what you tried to do, you couldn't destroy me. I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
Can't let these people get the best of me, cause if I do, I probably end up in the minor league. South people never crumble up, I throw it up in my hood. It's understood that I'm rhyming for the love of music. Let me influence young people of our generation. Don't get discouraged, lose focus on your occupation. I've been turning around my label, say we couldn't make it. Our time arrived, thank God, man, we finally made it. Hard work, criticism, keep me motivated. Throughout the obstacles I'm facing in this wicked nation. Interviews with the radio station make a nigga proud. I've been grinding for a minute, I can't let them down. Rocking crowds with my southern styles. And now my homies jump around, giving niggas pounds. The funky sounds out to try and keep a nigga pump. Without my work and dedication, I'll be number one. Believe that.
I still her right in the club and see a yellow bone bra. She thicker than a motherfucker, nigga, oh my god. Yeah, titties wiggle bouncing, bout to make a nigga fly. 20 goon with me and they all on my squad. So I step to the bar and order more drinks. She pause and drop it down to make me stop and just think. Look at, I can leave right now with that hoe that's on the pole. But if she been on the pole, man, ain't no telling what she know. But I'd rather be with you because you look just like Megan. Girl, I'm sloppy dead drunk, so never mind what I've been saying. All these suckers in here paying. Boo, I just want you naked and bend your body over while you scream, my daddy, take it. All my niggas kinda wild, so I wish a hater would get the tripping over bitches. Pimp, let's get it understood. I've been sitting, sipping, chilling, about to roll a bike wood. When all of a sudden, I just spotted making good. At first, I wasn't gonna holler, but my partner said he think I should. I done been drinking, girl, and now you look like making good. You look like making good.
The life with the knowledge that I'm picking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this is just for the birds. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, see we it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, see we it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writer's on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hype, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, now I'm rocking the mic. Spitting game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, have to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lesson so my people can bow. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. Cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta
stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. It's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame, little homie. To have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own role. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases. Getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk. You walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill.
Sending a shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed TAB on the joint. Making some big moves. Doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
Got it, Brian.
Let's go.
trust. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party.
That's going to wrap up this Sunday show. Hope you enjoyed the different mini mixes that I had for you guys. Remember, got some exciting things going on. And I got to let my sidekick tell y'all bye. Tell me about your YouTube show.
I don't have a YouTube show. She lying to y'all. Like always, she lying to y'all. I ain't got no goddamn YouTube show.
Check it out, y'all. He's going to be doing a cooking show. It's coming soon. And he's going to be showing y'all his many recipes and things that's going on.
I only got one recipe. That's cooking chicken. That's all. You know, yeah. Get a nigga with two eyes cooking chicken.
You remember this old song? You remember that?
No.
That's the same. Now, you old. You remember it?
Goddamn old. It's Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Where's the fat girl that was actually doing the thing?
Tell
everybody.
Have a happy week.
Don't you get no corona.
Oh, my God. That is a mess. All right, y'all. You want to be a part of the show? Hit me up at opentalks2@yahoo.com. I can make it happen. And remember, if you want your song to be displayed on the show, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Check out our website at www.opentalk2.co. We'll go outlets on Spreaker, Tidal. Oh, my God, I can't even think. I got so many. Anyway, y'all, we definitely going to be having a YouTube show. Going to be dropping it soon, so y'all check it out. Check out my Instagram at opentalktwo. Facebook. We're going to be doing some Facebook Live coming up soon. So we up out of this camp. Y'all have a good, happy Sunday, happy week, and we're up out of this biatch.